冯小刚的抓特务
The Secret Agent directed by Feng Xiaoming
为什么票房失利呢
Why did the box office fail?
我觉得是因为掉进了一个叫做中国电影的
I think it's because I fell into a world called Chinese cinema
不可能三角里了
In the triangle of impossibility
前两天我们同学聚会席间争论一个话题
Two days ago, my classmates and I were arguing about a topic during a gathering
就是冯小刚的抓特务
It's about Feng Shaigang catching spies.
为什么失败
Why did I fail?
那一派同学呢说问题在于说这些导演啊这些创作者呢他们不行啊
Some classmates said that the problem is that these directors and creators are not good enough.
拍不出观众喜欢的东西
Can't make things that audiences like.
但是另一派的同学呢
However, what about the other group of students?
他们认为现在的导演呢也不容易啊。
They think that being a director nowadays is not easy.
而观众呢现在大量的流失到流媒体里头去了。
And the audience, a large number of them have been lost to streaming services.
那这些观点都对啊。
These points are all correct.
但是综合起来呢
However, overall,
我找到一个类似框架的东西啊。
I found something similar to a framework.
我管它叫做中国电影的
I call it Chinese cinema.
不可能三角
Triangle of impossibility.
也就是说，中国电影业的底层逻辑里面存在一个无法同时满足的三个关键的要素啊。
That is, there's a set of three key elements in the underlying logic of Chinese cinema that cannot be simultaneously satisfied.
那第一呢，是主流叙事啊。
The first one is the mainstream narrative.
第二呢，是观众喜好。
Second is audience preference.
第三呢，是创作者的个人表达。
Thirdly, this is the creator's personal expression.
这三个因素现在都变得越来越严苛。
These three factors are becoming increasingly stringent.
越来越难以把握。
It's becoming increasingly difficult to grasp.
所以我们看到的好电影是越来越少。
Therefore, the number of good movies we can see is decreasing.
中国电影的整个大盘。
The entire Chinese film industry
去年是巅峰时代的500多亿
Last year was a peak of over 50 billion
到今年上半年呢跌成了170亿
In the first half of this year it fell to 170 billion
观影人数掉了两个亿
The number of viewers has dropped by 200 million
而上座率呢，仅仅只有5%。
And the percentage of people who practice Buddhism is only 5%.
那原来的观众呢，现在都转去刷短视频啊。
The original audience has now switched to watching short videos.
看短剧，票房的主力是年轻人。
The main force of short drama box office is young people.
他们进电影院呢，多半是为了娱乐。
They mostly go to the cinema for entertainment.
为了休闲。
For relaxation.
为了谈恋爱啊。
In order to have a relationship.
那这批年轻的观众到底喜欢什么呢
？So, what exactly do these young viewers like?
那我觉得这些老一代的导演，包括张艺谋啊。
I think that these older directors, including Zhang Yimou and
冯小刚啊。
Feng Xiaoming
贾樟柯呀
Jia Shank
甚至姜文呢其实他们都无从判断
Even Jiang Wen in fact has no way to judge
所以现在就是能说的话题变少了
So the topics we can talk about have become fewer
说出来爱听的人也变少了
It seems that fewer and fewer people are willing to share their feelings.
所以电影创作者呢
So the filmmakers
他们现在失去了一个用电影来进行自我表达的这样一种动力
They have now lost a way to express themselves through film
所以现在电影都拍出来越来越娱乐化
So now movies are becoming more and more entertaining
同质化
Homogenization
你说思想性啊
You said it's about the ideas
艺术性啊，真的很难提。
It's really hard to talk about art.
那为什么抓特务失败呢
？Why did the attempt to catch the spy fail？
很简单啊。
It's simple.
就是因为冯小刚他无视这个不可能三角的存在啊。
It's because Feng Xiaoragan completely ignored the existence of the impossible triangle.
结果拍出来呢就四不像那有没有电影能够破这个不可能三角呢
The result is that the film doesn't quite capture it and there are no films that can perfectly represent this impossible triangle
当然有了、
Of course there is
你看比如说哪吒
Look for example, Nezha
比如说给阿嬷的情书啊
For example, love letters to mom
咱们下集来说。
Let's talk about it in the next episode.